This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day to celebrate, maybe a little bit prematurely, some of the advantages that the United States brings into this new meeting with the leader of China between President Biden and Xi Jinping, the president of Communist China. We'll be talking about that with Gordon Chang. I was talking about the advantages of the United States. The United States has right now an economy that is chugging along with real energy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, the market's now closed, but it's up another 163 points today. This is Dow adds more than 150 points to clinch fourth winning day. Fueling cooling inflation data, fueled by cooling inflation data. All of this is very strong for us. The Chinese economy, by contrast, is in terrible shape. And Gordon Chang is going to speak to us about that coming up on the Medved Show. He talks about President Xi, who is in desperate need of some kind of win to bring home, appears ready to engage with Biden. And President Biden had this to say before the high-stakes meeting in San Francisco, which has all been nicely cleaned up of homeless encampments and people shooting drugs on the street. And at least that's gone for a couple of days while the APEC meeting, Asian-Pacific Economic Cooperation Council, that APEC meeting is going on. Here's President Biden before his high-stakes meeting with President Xi. Listen.
To get back on a normal course of corresponding, being able to pick up a phone and talk to one another if there's a crisis, being able to make sure our military still have contact with one another. We can't take, as I told you, we're not trying to decouple from China. But what we're trying to do is change the relationship for the better. From my perspective, if in fact the Chinese people who are in trouble right now economically, if the average if the average citizen in China was able to have a decent paying job, that benefits them and it benefits all of us. But I'm not going to continue to sustain the support for positions where if we want to invest in China, we have to turn over all our trade secrets.
Okay, that's fair enough. We will be speaking to Gordon Chang. There's also other good news before this negotiation even began. And the good news has to do with the fact that Mike Johnson has already achieved a real victory for the Republican Party and for the United States of America by passing a bill that just, it doesn't really accomplish a meaningful change. What it does is it takes away the danger of a government shutdown at exactly the wrong time. One of the things that the government shutdown means is that people involved in our national security processes who have a real job to do right now, that those people involved in protecting the country would have their regular incomes interrupted. I mean, among many other problems. The question about what happened in the House of Representatives with Speaker Johnson, they raise a question in the Wall Street Journal, taking a look at some of the differences between what happened with Speaker Johnson and what happened with Speaker McCarthy. Because Speaker McCarthy lost his position over doing exactly what Speaker Johnson did. And what Speaker Johnson did basically to help the country. And they have a editorial in the Wall Street Journal by the editorial board under the heading Meet the New Speaker. Same as what? Pop quiz, what's the difference between the bipartisan stopgap funding bill that passed the House yesterday under new Speaker Mike Johnson and the September equivalent passed under former leader Kevin McCarthy? Answer, nothing but the self-defeating Republican drama. Mr. Johnson took a big step toward avoiding a government shutdown when the House passed a continuing resolution that extends current spending levels into early next year. The House Freedom Caucus opposed the bill for lack of spending reductions and money for the border, but the bill passed 336-95. Okay, you can do the math. That's more than 3-1. That means that 75% of the members of the House voted for the bill. Almost all the Democrats and the majority of Republicans. There were 93 Republicans who voted no on the bill. None of this is meant to criticize Mr. Johnson. They write in the journal, who, like Mr. McCarthy, has to deal with the tyranny of legislative numbers. The government is due to shut down Saturday, and neither chamber has passed all of its appropriations bills. Mr. Johnson could have tried a Republican-only bill that required deeper cuts as the price of keeping the government open. But he had no guarantee his right flank would support even that. GOP holdouts tanked two of Mr. McCarthy's GOP-only resolutions that contained conservative priorities. Mr. Johnson's bill varies little in substance from the one that cost Mr. McCarthy his job. It contains a two-step approach, extending some funding to January 19th and some to February 2nd, eliminates the Senate's ability to jam through another year-round omnibus, and gives House GOP negotiators more time to leverage gains in bicameral appropriations conferences. The decision to maintain current funding, they write, made the bill acceptable to Democrats and likely guarantees Senate passage. Such political compromises are the price of governance with a narrow House majority and a Democratic control of the Senate and the White House. The lack of a rebellion this week from the Republican rump, by that he means people from the Freedom Caucus, there are about 20 members of Congress who take that position, in a few weeks was too much even for them. But it further exposes the hollow claims the McCarthyite made for their October exhibitionism. And what they're talking about is that whole 3 weeks of chaos where we couldn't get another speaker who would be agreeable to a clear majority of Republicans. People voted unanimously for Mike Johnson. And it feels like he may be living up to expectations, which is a great thing to be able to say. Headline, House lawmakers approved a plan Tuesday that would continue funding federal agencies until early next year, a critical step in averting a partial government shutdown, with Speaker Mike Johnson relying heavily on Democratic votes to get his bill across the line. The 336-95 vote exceeded a two-thirds threshold required under a special procedure employed by Johnson to sidestep internal GOP disagreements. The measure still requires approvals from the Democratic-controlled Senate, where the leaders of both parties have signaled support, though the timing was uncertain. The timing of the meeting between the President of the United States and the President of China, however, is certain. And it's coming at the same time that Gordon Chang is releasing a brand new book called China is Going to War. Can that war be averted, or can it even be won? And can that idea of winning a potential war with China, can that be advanced in any way by the meeting today? We'll get to that and more with Gordon Chang coming up on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veteran Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Times when a new book will come out that has a title that just grabs you immediately, and you say, I've got to read that. I've got to know what's inside this book. The title of the new book by Gordon G. Chang, who you can reach directly on X. It's at Gordon G. Chang. Don't forget the G. His new book is called China is Going to War. And the question, Gordon, is if China is going to war, can anything happen today in the big meeting between President Biden and President Xi? Can anything happen to avert that war?
Yes, something could happen, Michael. For instance, if President Biden were to say the United States is going to send a destroyer to Second Thomas Shoal and we will no longer tolerate Chinese belligerent actions in the South China Sea, and we're going to send not only a destroyer but the entire U.S. Air Force to monitor it, yeah, I think the Chinese would step back and say we're concerned. The other thing that we could do is we could say, we are going to make sure Iran never sells another drop of oil to China in violation of our sanctions, and we're just going to take out those oil fields. If we were to do that, yeah, I think China would take up and sit notice, that they would notice that. The point is, Biden's not going to say any of those things that are necessary. And people might say, oh, those things are dangerous, but the point is, after three decades of misguided policy, everything going forward is dangerous, and we have to reestablish deterrence if we want to avoid war.
You write in your new book, the Communist Party of China is fast-tracking the largest military buildup since the Second World War. And then later you say that how many times in history has a militant regime embarked on a breakneck military buildup, as Nazi Germany did, as the Japanese militarists did in the 1930s? Has the militant regime embarked on a breakneck military buildup and not launched a war of aggression? When you talk about that war of aggression, today, just a couple hours ago, the U.S. shot down a drone that was launched from Yemen as it was headed toward a Navy destroyer, according to the Pentagon. The destroyer was the USS Thomas Hudner, an Arleigh Burke-class destroyer. Does China have any involvement with this Iranian, apparently Iranian-based attack from Yemen?
Well, it certainly does, because that was almost certainly from the Houthis militia. In 2021 and this year, the U.S. Navy intercepted Chinese arms going to the Houthis. We know that China has supported Iran to the hilt. So, for instance, I mentioned oil sales. In the first 9 months of this year, China has purchased oil from Iran in a volume 60% above that in the comparable period in 2017. 2017 is relevant because that was the last year before the U.S. reimposed sanctions on the purchase of Iranian oil. So basically, China is financing Iran's attacks on Israel.
What could Biden say, either to promise China to divert some of this warlike, bellicose approaches, or what could he say to inform China of more severe but plausible consequences?
Well, he's going to have to do more than he did on October 25th when he was welcoming the Australian Prime Minister at the White House. And President Biden, to his credit, said that the United States was prepared to use force against China to discharge our obligations to the Philippines in the South China Sea. Because, as I mentioned, China's been engaged in very dangerous and very belligerent activities there. Some of those activities constitute acts of war against the Philippines, which we have an obligation to defend. But obviously that didn't work, because on Friday, China used water cannon on a Philippine vessel at Second Thomas Shoal. And that also was an act that arguably constituted an act of war as well. So we're not deterring China. And President Biden's words are not enough, at least the words he's used up to now, which means he's got to use stronger words and he's got to back them up by action.
Could some of that action involve an American military buildup, which we haven't had, to try to keep pace with the, 350 ships now in the Chinese Navy, which has more ships than any Navy in the world?
Yeah, what we we can do, because we can't build ships as fast as China because we don't have the industrial base anymore. But what we can do are take those steps that would convince China that we're serious. So, for instance, you know, we're building a lot of ships and planes for the 2030s and the 2040s. I think the risk of war is not then, but now. So what we need to do is to build our munitions base. We need to make sure that Navy ships, when they go out to sea, have full loads of missiles, which they don't now. We need to harden our bases in the region. We need to do all sorts of those things that are obviously preparation for war now, because war is coming now, and we've got to show China that there would be a cost which would be too high for them to bear. And so far, we haven't shown that sense of urgency in the Pentagon. So it's not just the Biden administration. It's the senior leadership of the Chinese, of the U.S. military that does not have that sense of urgency.
And would the most likely beginning of the war that we're talking about involve a Chinese strike against Taiwan?
Well, it could, but right now I think the Chinese military has decided for a couple of reasons not to go after Taiwan, at least in the near term. One of them is that Taiwan is too hard of a target right now, and it would involve prohibitive Chinese losses. But second of all, there's a political reason, and that is Taiwan is going to have its national election on January 13th of next year. And I don't think China would see it in its interest to attack before that election. And it probably wouldn't attack after the election if the pro-China forces do better than expected, which is a real possibility.
And pro-China forces in Taiwan, that's not a majority in Taiwan, is it?
No. I mean, the president, there's a presidential election which William Lai, the current vice president of the Democratic Progressive Party, which is the pro-Taiwan party, he's going to win by a landslide. But where in the national legislature, where you have local issues predominant, the pro-China parties, which are more of them than the ruling party, they very well may get a bigger proportion of the legislature. So that is something that would cheer China on. And
something
you have
another. Another election to worry about at about the same time as the Iowa caucuses. China is Going to War, the new book by Gordon G. Chang. He's on X at Gordon G. Chang. Appreciate your update. I wish it could be more cheerful. We'll see. Coming up.
Michael Medved. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. President Biden and the Chinese President Xi Jinping engaged in a significant meeting in Northern California. The high-stakes discussions in the San Francisco area coincide with ongoing conflicts around the world.
We also have a responsibility to our people and the work in the world to work together when we see it in our interest to do so.
This marks the first face-to-face encounter between the two leaders in a year. The Israel-Hamas conflict continues with the Israeli military conducting a targeted operation at the main hospital in the Gaza Strip, citing it as an action against Hamas. The U.S. has confirmed Hamas utilizes hospitals and tunnels, including those underneath, for hiding and holding hostages. and the United States Postal Service is still in financial trouble. The USPS is facing a deficit of $6.5 billion this year. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Powerful man in the world.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Well, there is a surprise about a potential most powerful man in the world. Which powerful guy are we talking about? There's a headline over at The Hill about the D.C. establishment. And you'd think anything that shakes up the D.C. establishment, maybe that's a good thing. But the headline says the D.C. establishment thinks RFK, Robert Francis Kennedy Jr., could win the presidency. And they are panicking. And Brian Robertson, who's a regular contributor to The Hill, writes earlier this week that one development that sends shockwaves through the entire class of paid political consultants inside the Beltway went almost unmentioned publicly. A topic of constant discussion and not a little bit of anxiety on both sides was the extraordinarily strong showing of third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in two recent national polls. Both of the polls showed Kennedy leading both President Biden and former President Trump among the key electoral demographics of independent voters and voters under 45 years of age. Now, voters under 45 years of age is a big chunk of the electorate. It's more than a third. Just how disturbing is this development for the uniparty establishment in Washington? Asked Brian Robertson. Disturbing enough that the New York Times ran a brief story essentially dismissing its own poll results under the interpretive headline, "What's behind Kennedy's poll numbers? Voters dread a Trump-Biden rematch." But the argument does not bear scrutiny that Kennedy's remarkably strong showing is merely a function of dissatisfaction with the prospect of a Biden-Trump rematch. His fundraising haul for the third quarter was $8.7 million. It demonstrates robust support for his candidacy, not just dissatisfaction with the other choices. Significantly, Kennedy raised millions of dollars from people who didn't donate at all in the last two presidential elections, a sign that he is activating new voters. Remarkably, he maintains a 19% favorability lead with voters over both Trump and Biden. Okay, what does that mean? That means that there are more people who rate Robert Kennedy Jr. positively by 19 points more than either Biden gets as a positive rating or Trump. Okay, this despite, says Robertson, a concerted effort by almost every mainstream media outlet to dismiss him as a conspiracy theorist and crank. I don't dismiss him as that. I take him very seriously as that. But is he in fact a conspiracy theorist and crank? Well, yeah, in many ways he is. But in this tumultuous environment, writes the piece in The Hill, RFK Jr. has effectively positioned himself as the peace candidate, even over Trump. Since Kennedy's critique of the military-industrial complex driving U.S. forever wars is much more cogent and comprehensive. Alone among the candidates, he has outlined policies to address the cost of living and affordable housing crises that are wrecking opportunity for Gen Z and younger millennials. In fact, this probably helps explain his significant lead among that crucial demographic. And his positions on the environment, legalization of marijuana, and abortion are much more practical and in sync with post-Reagan-era political realities than those of his major party opponents, constrained as they are by antiquated party orthodoxies. Kennedy's flexibility, he writes, and ability to transcend easy liberal conservative political branding is perhaps most apparent in his early critique of the Biden administration's disastrous open borders policy, which has left mayors of solidly blue Democratic sanctuary cities unable to deal with the flood of new migrants. RFK's populist orientation allows him to recognize that a policy supported for cynical electoral reasons by one party and cynical economic reasons by the other is actually in the interest of no one, including the migrants themselves. Given the polling on the migrant crisis, it stands to reason that Kennedy's practical and detailed plan to seal the border and end the crisis is one major reason for his surprising strength. And the conclusion. Make no mistake, the Beltway establishment is spooked. Their strategy seems to be to get Kennedy to spend all of his money on personal security. This explains the Biden administration's remarkable and indefensible decision to deny him Secret Service protection. And he will also spend a bundle of money on qualifying for ballot access by burying his independent campaign under a mountain of legal fees through well-funded lawfare strategies to block ballot access in the states. In other words, given the fact that he is running as an independent, he's no longer running for the Democratic nomination, it means he has to go through a lot of legal hassles just to get on the ballot. And as a matter of fact, there are... he concludes, Brian Robertson, his piece on RFK Jr., by saying, it remains to be seen whether these anti-democratic measures will be successful in derailing what appears to be a genuine populist insurgency. Okay, the difficulty here is not just getting on the ballot. And, for instance, they talk about the No Labels movement, which has already started. They are hoping to and planning to get on the ballot in at least 11 states. But that doesn't take you anywhere close to winning an electoral college majority. In other words, it has been remarkable. You have to go back to 1968 to find a third-party candidate, and that was George Wallace running as an open segregationist, to find a third-party candidate who actually won electoral votes, and he only won 45. You need 270 to win. The question here is, let's even say that Robert Kennedy Jr. surprises people and carries a few states. I think it's very unlikely, but it's possible. There are lots of weird states out there. There's Oregon and California, for instance. And yes, he would almost surely be drawing some conservative support that could actually help him, together with votes he would take away from Joe Biden, in states like California. But even if he carries California with all those electoral votes, he's very far away from getting an electoral vote majority. The most he could do would be to deprive both of the other candidates with an electoral vote majority. And then what happens? And then it goes to the House of Representatives. And I know there's some people who just instinctively would say, well, right now in the House of Representatives, each state gets one vote. And right now, the Republicans control more state delegations in the House than Democrats do. In other words, it's not just that they have a Republican majority, it's they have a majority of the states, but not quite. And the idea of an election going to the House, where each state gets only one vote, this is a scary prospect for the country. We'll be right back.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvae heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvae heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvae heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com. including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Like the ones I used to know.
And on the Michael Medved Show, you may be slapping your forehead and saying, Medved, what are you doing? Come on, what are you doing? I mean, it isn't even Thanksgiving yet, and you're already starting with the Christmas music. Well, no. There's a reason that we're letting Bing Crosby and Irving Berlin dream of a white Christmas a little bit early. It's because that slogan, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, has been abused by the Ku Klux Klan. And where? Nowhere in Alabama, not Mississippi, in Gold Bar, Washington. And for those of you who have ever traveled on Highway 2 up to the Cascade Mountains, Gold Bar is a very scenic, very charming, small town. If you drive too quickly, well, not only might you get a ticket, but you'll miss the town. It's small. But Gold Bar has become the center of a new controversy involving the I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas theme, the Ku Klux Klan, and freedom of speech. This is a report from Cairo TV 7. Listen.
The world is a scary place right now, and Gold Bar should be a safe haven for those of us who live here.
A small town divided.
Didn't everybody fight for our freedoms, for free speech, and to be able to do what we want here?
At the center of the division is this grocery store, more specifically, this photo taken inside of it. Here you can see a local cashier at work, his shirt bearing the words, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, Knights of the Ku Klux Klan.
Freedom of speech?
That's not okay.
So what is okay? Professor Caitlin Carlson tells me the controversial photo is both hate speech and free speech.
The KKK is a hate group, and so this messaging is very much hate speech, but it is allowed under the First Amendment.
But adds employers do have the right to intervene.
If the employer wanted to tell the employee not to wear that, again, to wear a particular uniform, not to engage in potentially open carry, right? They would be well within their rights to do that. I would definitely be asking the employer why it is they're allowing this person to come to work and potentially offend or upset customers with this attire.
That's exactly what we did, taking these concerns to the manager here, who said repeatedly, no comment.
I've lived here 39 years, and I've been embarrassed by things in this town before. And this is so far beyond that.
Again, The picture of the guy, you can see it, we'll post our website, but he's wearing underneath this shirt that has a picture of a hooded Klansman, and where it says, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, and then identifies it as the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. He's also wearing a blood drop cross pin, which is a symbol of the Ku Klux Klan. I didn't know that symbol. That was pinned to his chest. So this is obviously a true believer. Part of the problem is he was also openly carrying a firearm. He was holding a gun in a holster at his side, which was very visible. And the open gun carried, in combination with the Ku Klux Klan sloganeering, could be seen as a violation of the state's open carry laws regarding intimidation. In Washington, openly carrying a firearm is legal for the general public in many public spaces. However, it is illegal to carry a weapon at a time and place that either manifests an intent to intimidate another or that warrants alarm for the safety of other persons. Now, given the record of the Ku Klux Klan, and it's not just in the 19th century, the Ku Klux Klan was involved in some of those horrible attacks on civil rights workers in the 1960s. The assassination of Medgar Evers, who was a leader of the NAACP, or actually is a leader, I think, of the Southern Christian Leadership Council in the 1960s in Mississippi. The murder of the three civil rights workers, Cheney, Schwerner, and Goodman, who were killed also in Mississippi. This is recent stuff. And apparently, no one will answer the question of what the store, the Gold Bar Family Grocery, what that store is going to be do about this. There's one correspondent on a chain of correspondence on this. This is reported by the Everett Herald. Hopefully the Gold Bar Family Grocer reviews and updates policies so that folks feel safe shopping there. Not just local residents, but visitors and anyone passing through. Okay, let's specify that maybe if this individual is dreaming of a white Christmas, he'd probably get that by every standard in Gold Bar, Washington. But there are lots of tourists who take that highway, too, and go past that way. Can you imagine if a black family wanted to stop by at that grocery store, and there's this guy with a heavy beard and a cowboy hat and wearing the Ku Klux Klan paraphernalia? They called up the store, and an employee at the store said, the issue has been addressed. We don't condone this behavior. So pretty much, no, he does not work here. I'm not 100% sure. I'm not the owner, but I haven't seen him. He's not here. So, yeah, thank you. I don't think this is such a big institution that you wouldn't know whether he works there or not. And the point is not to viciously want somebody to necessarily lose a job that he needs, but what message are you putting forward by that employee who works there? Should an employer have the right, free speech notwithstanding, to issue a dress code? And the dress code includes no Ku Klux Klan paraphernalia. You would think that what if he wants to change the cowboy hat for a white hood? Maybe I don't want to give anybody any ideas, but look, this is a serious material. Speaking of serious material, Subscribe today to our brand new Substack newsletter, Michael Medved's Context. We have some remarkable context from 9 years ago, because the whole idea is basically putting things in the perspective of the past and the future. And 9 years ago, I wrote a column in August of 2014. That was during the last war between Israel and Hamas. And what's amazing about the column, and it's a very brief little column about some of the lies that Hamas was putting forward about Israel, is every word of that column from 9 years ago could apply today and with the same force. And so far, within days, we've had literally multiple subscriptions become one of those new subscribers now. It's completely free. It costs nothing. And it is, as I say in a note to the column from years ago, that it's shocking, isn't it, to hear Hamas and its apologists comparing Israelis to Nazis and Netanyahu to Hitler. But for Palestinian apologists, these charges are golden oldies. I responded to the same demagogic theme 9 years ago, and my response from 2014 in the middle of the last Hamas war applies just as directly to the propaganda the other side is still promoting today. There's also an interview with Max Boot on the future and the threats to democracy. Max Boot, a great historian of America's various wars, says that political dysfunction here at home, not China, is the greatest threat to the United States at this moment. Fascinating conversation, also posted at our Substack. Go to Michael Medved, Substack. MichaelMedved.substack.com in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.